This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to go outside the box tonight? I don't think I've been in a box for years. Occasionally, I like to put the cat in the box. It's always fun to watch a cat get in a box, and then you close it up and you hear them scriffling around in there. We're not doing that tonight, just so you know. No silly pet tricks tonight on the Robert Scott Bell Show that I'm aware of. And I think that the truth about pet cancer is all done, but we might refer back to it with Ty. We might, but there's some great stuff to go outside the box on this evening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome one and all, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof, bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. I was just saying before we started the show, Super D, I got tweeted out because Yes, the band Yes, from 50 years ago, they're going on their 50th anniversary tour, and wow, I'm not sure I'm going to be in a city where they're going to be when they're going to be here, which I really want to see. But since I follow them on Twitter and they follow me on Twitter, that's an all right thing by me. And listen, I just hope they don't get Parkinson's like Neil Diamond, because they're getting old and they don't know. Maybe they do, because if Yes follows me on Twitter. See, Neil Diamond does not follow me on Twitter. That's the problem. Katie Diamond, his wife, don't follow me.
Well,
if they did, they would know how to reverse Parkinson's, much less prevent it. In fact, I think one of the stories we're going to do is going to harken back to this year's, you know, lecture discussion series. And we've got new updates on upcoming events as well in the show notes. So there. Anyway, we played a little Yes before we went on the air for those of you watching on YouTube.
Yes.
My son is in the studio with me.
Oh.
Excuse me. Why? Oh, he wants to show me his medals because he took second place at regionals or whatever what it was. The regionals? Districts? Okay, everybody that's watching on YouTube. Second place in pole vault. Yep, Studley. Fourth place in the 110-meter hurdles. Are you happy? Everybody knows now.
Excellent.
And you got some silly ribbons. You know
what?
That's
the advantage. When Dad is live on worldwide radio, you get to, you get to do these things.
You know, and how am I going to get mad at him? He's wanting to show me his medals, right? It's like, kid, I'm doing a radio show. It's like, no, I'm 18. Nice. I can do what I want now, Dad. Right? Okay, just breaking because everybody wants to know that.
There you go.
You know, it used to be only like my little girl, because she's young. She's like, hey, Daddy, oh, you're on radio. Sorry. He knows I'm on radio. It doesn't matter anymore. You know
it's
what?
It's a family affair now.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. Oh, it was funny, too. He showed me, he likes The Family Guy. You know that show? You like that, too,
don't you? Of course. I watch it daily. Yeah.
He showed me a little clip of a song they did about the FCC that I thought was very funny. Did you see that one already?
I believe, yes, I've seen, I can't remember how it goes, but
it was like a George Carlin cartoon of all the things you can't do on TV or on radio. And so I thought that was very funny, but some of the things we might not get away with because we are a syndicated radio show on some of those stations, even though they would appreciate it, the FCC might not. So we'll go ahead and do the things that are politically incorrect, but factually correct when it comes to health, healing, health freedom, and healing liberty, including the coverage of science, which we question all of the time, It's just now that a lot of folks that laughed at us or derided us or yelled at us, and me particular, about how I wasn't scientific because I'm a homeopath and you don't follow what the government says is official science. Well, I got news for you about that government official science. Yeah, get a load of this.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
The headline reads, how bad is the government science? How bad is it? I guess this is one of those jokes if you are on Jay Leno's Tonight Show. And then everybody goes, how bad is it? Well, it's so bad that over 50% of the science that they call science can't be reproduced. It's not reproducible. It's
which
not
is like
reproducible.
Which is the cornerstone of science. That's one of the things that, you know, that in order for science, this is what they'll profess anyway.
Yeah.
You know, science is duplicatable. You know, when it's duplicatable, then we know that we have achieved science goodiness with our work. And I mean, if you do any type of research about what science is made of, I mean, that's got to be one of the things. It's like the litmus test, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you duplicate the results, then you know that you have found the answer. But what we also know, we've covered this numerous times, that quite often when, quote, science is done by industry, they come to the conclusion, you know, they know what they want the conclusion to be. So,
yes, preconceived.
They'll play with the numbers. And
I love this, Super Don, because all the times the skeptics have just screamed and cried at us and our friends.
Yeah.
How many of them are going to even pay attention to this, or what kind of excuses will they come up with? I mean, half of the results published in peer-reviewed scientific journals are probably wrong. Now, I remember covering this back in 2005. I've been on the radio since 99. This story has been something we've covered a lot, and John Rappaport, our good buddy, has written about it extensively as well. But it's not John Ioannidis? Ioannidis, yeah. Professor of medicine at Stanford. He that's when he came out with the initial claim in 2005, and of course people said, that can't be right. Now, researchers have actually confirmed his, what they're calling, skepticism by trying and often failing to reproduce the influential journal articles, many influential journal articles. Now, they're trying to say that, well, here's how they do it. The majority of them are about psychology anyway, and we don't even think psychology is real science, right? So that's where they throw it out. At the same time, when they get into psychiatry, it's got to be real because there are drugs involved. You know, we don't just prescribe SSRI drugs willy-nilly. There's peer-reviewed. There's not? No? No, there's not. So psychiatry, psychology, maybe. There's some problems there. But if we go further down in this study, it gets, I mean, you would talk about irreproducibility, they call it. Irreproducibility. It's bad everywhere. And there's one particular area I'm trying to dig up. I had it highlighted, and now I can't find the highlight, because this is a pretty profound article, pretty deep, goes pretty far into this. And they're talking about the need, obviously, for overhauling policymaking, because most, quote-unquote, scientific policies, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, say no more, vaccine science, junk science, no peer-reviewed studies, no placebo-controlled study whatsoever. So their claims of epidemiological gold standard, it's not in existence. There's no evidence to show that vaccines prevent even one disease, much less any of the things that they claim secondarily, like flu shots. Oh, well, yeah, we know it doesn't work 95% of the time, but, hey, it's going to reduce symptoms if you do happen to get the flu. Really? Where's the peer-reviewed literature on that? Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. While I'm finding the particular money shot, I want to relate to you all. Super Don, what other excuses do you think the skeptics will come up with, or will they pretend this article was never written?
The one that I always love is that whenever you try and say that science was wrong, they'll jump out of their seat and correct you. Because, listen, these scientists, they've written all the rules to their own, they've got their own lingo, their own definitions of words that mean different things to science than they do to everybody else in the world. Mm-hmm. But, and yeah, I know you love this one where they say that science is not wrong. Mm-hmm. Science is self-correcting.
It's evolving. It's Darwinian.
It's self, and that is, those are the words, self-correcting. Because what they say is, you know, with science, you have a hypothesis, right? And then you have the, you follow the scientific method and you prove the hypothesis.
Yeah.
But because science is all knowing, all powerful, and alpha and omega, when it's quote wrong, that just means that they have proven that the hypothesis was incorrect. They create a new hypothesis and then prove something different. So it's never wrong. You can never say, oh, you were wrong.
How many years later, how many people have died, how much money has been wasted, how many policies have been wrongly put into place? Here was the money shot, because they were trying to, you know, discredit some of the science, but not all of it, right? Well, okay, there's some legitimate science going on. I don't dispute that. We reference it. But to say it's all the psychology, because that's where they threw it initially. Well, let's look at this one. In 2012, the biotechnology firm Amgen, tried to reproduce 53 landmark, in quotes, landmark studies in hematology and oncology. All right, hematology, study of blood, blood diseases, things like that. Oncology, you know, cancer, right? All right, out of the 53 landmark studies, how many were replicatable? How many could replicate the findings of those 53 landmarks? How many of them were reproducible out of 53? Care to guess, anybody? The answer is six.
Six.
Six out of 53.
Ding, 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 ding.
So,
yay!
So here we are saying, well, that 50% number is skewed because it's all psychology. You go into hematology and oncology, and the rate of reproducibility is just a hair over 10%, 12%.
Six out of 53 is not bad, is it?
In what? In what? In baseball? You'd be off the team. What about science? No, you get more money. Keep
six
throwing that money at
53.
Us.
53, dude, man. That's just like, I'm sorry, you can't use the self-correcting get-out-of-jail-free card with that one. Six out of 53.
Well, you know, this is why you have to trust your own eyes, your own observations. Moms know it on the vaccine issue. They've learned it the hard way. Finding out that their kids were healthy, take them into a well baby visit, get those shots, and their kids reverse or sometimes die. And they would say, well, there's no study that says that, valid mom, so it's not real, right? Good luck taking it up at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program Court. No, you've got to be the witness to your own health. I've said it, your cells, you potentially, but your cells know way more than any doctor, even any homeopath. You've got to listen to your cells, you've got to watch, you observe, you report on your own children. On your spouse, on your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your loved ones, people that you're around all the time. Notice stuff. That's way more scientific than what's going on in the peer-reviewed literature based on hematology, oncology, 12% reproducibility rate, folks. If you rely on peer-reviewed literature to get through life, you don't have long for this world. But there's more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that we've completely brought you that state of disillusion about modern medical science, what will we replace it with? How about the air we breathe? Now, yesterday, I think we had how many stories did we have on pollution, air quality, COPD?
We had two stories. One talking about how 95% of the world's population is breathing bad air, and the other one was talking about how young people that are living in these areas where this bad air is are coming up with higher rates of Alzheimer's.
Right. So we look at, and I said this, observe, right? Because the peer-reviewed literature is faulty, to say the least. Observe your surroundings. Look, if you can see the air you're breathing, no, Woody Allen, that's not a good thing. And, well, what did we talk about yesterday? We talked about increasing selenium levels, because you know you're being intoxicated. It's one thing, to eat chemically grown, processed, pesticide-laden foods and not do anything about it and then be surprised when cancer, rears its ugly head. But how about breathing the air? Granted, we can't do a lot if you're outdoors in pollution, if you can't move away from that pollution. But if you needed more reason to leave the crazy state of California, this ought to do it for you. I mean, we already got, of course, the Richard Pans of the world, Dickie Pans, saying, hey, we own your kids. They will be vaccinated no matter what. They're going to start targeting homeschoolers next. But even if you deal with that, what else you got to deal with? Loony leftists who don't believe in individual liberty, who want to protect, illegal aliens over the citizens of California. And now you have 8 out of 10 of the most polluted cities in the United States, air quality. Guess where? California.
All the air is brown.
is that how it goes? I think if it was written there now, I mean, it used to be browner, but it's still bad.
Yes.
California should be called the smoggy state. Eight of the ten most polluted cities in the United States in terms of ozone pollution are in California. State of the Air report released today. Number one, where we used to hold the Health Freedom Expos. We have to get in and get out safely. Long Beach. Los Angeles, Long Beach area. The nation's most ozone-polluted city. And that's right up against what? The ocean. Gets not a lot of breezes coming off to clear it away. Bad. And it's been, wow, as bad as that for what they say, the 19-year history of the report. And 133 million Americans, 4 of 10, live with unhelpful levels of air pollution. And again, what do you do? Do you say, well, that's just it. I don't smoke, but I breathe. Okay, what do we know about smoking? Nah, not the greatest idea. You don't smoke, but you breathe the air, and it's got as much garbage in it. You got to be thinking about your future, the future of your kids. So what else was listed in California? Fresno, Sacramento, San Diego.
These are all the big metropolitan areas. I mean, it kind of makes sense, yeah.
The only non-California metro areas in the top 10 list were Phoenix, Arizona, and New York City. And we got a lot of listeners in both of those places. Folks, you have got to be taking more selenium. You have got to be nebulizing your silver hydrosol. There's just no way around this. I mean, you're going to end up COPD just from breathing the air. And that's not me wanting that or wishing that on you. I mean, you just read this stuff and you're like, you settle into these cities, you've got to counteract it. Don't think you can just go out and party and eat whatever you want on top of the air that you're breathing. You know, the irony, of course, when they say ozone, you can use ozone to purify the air. You just don't want it in excess. I mean, we have an ozone machine in our home because we have a cat litter. You don't want the house to smell like cat litter, and it just neutralizes it. We just have it on low enough, but it neutralizes things in the air. You can do that, purifying the air, filtering, cleaning the filter. But that's why we clean the water. We filter the water coming into the house or at the sink or at the shower level or all three of those places. We'd say we filter our food, but basically we try to eat food that doesn't need to be filtered as badly because it's cleaner. It's of organic quality. And even if it's not, as we've talked about, the Clean 15, so you can make informed decisions about the food you choose to eat. But we got Bakersfield, Visalia, Porterville, Hanford, California, Fresno, Madera, Sacramento, Roseville, San Diego, Carlsbad, Modesto, Merced. Is that how they say it in California? Merced?
Mm-hmm.
And then Phoenix, and then Redding, Red Bluff, California, and New York, Newark. Man.
Redding, too?
Yeah, they threw, well, let me see, Red Bluff, I said. Did I say Redding?
Oh, Red Bluff. Yeah, that's still Northern California.
No, yeah, actually it is. Redding and Red Bluff. I apologize, it is.
Redding and Red Bluff. Yeah. Wow, what a bummer, dude.
Yeah. Dude, and you know, California is supposed to be the environmental, crunchy, earth muffin-containing state of the nation, and yet, 8 of the 10 top 10 polluted ozone cities, California. How's that liberal EPA logic working out for you? Just ask him. You tell me. RobertScottBell.com. Send us a message or go there on YouTube. We're live there as well. When we come back, diverticulitis in D.C.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Scott Belcher.
Medical sea of insanity. Where do you come for from, well, non-medical homeopathic sanity? Well, this is it. Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We don't rely on the phony peer-reviewed literature, although there is legitimate literature, and we'll bring that to you when necessary. Yes, I do read the stuff, but it is embarrassing when we come out and find out that 50% can be reproduced. In fact, in some cases, around 10, 11, 12% only can be reproduced. What can we do today? Well, we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, a good buddy. He's going to be with us, and he is co-author of the book I wrote, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's that we wrote, contributed to. And this segment has everything to do with the free chapter we gave away, I don't know, a few years back. And I guess it's still available somewhere. I always forget where we put it. But the gut issue, it's back on. It's back in the news. And you have the head of the health, what do they call it, HHS? Health and Human Services?
Health and Human Services, yeah.
Right. I'm like, what kind of service are they going to give me, Health and Human Service? I don't think they give me anything. They take, they take, they take. They mandate, they mandate, they mandate. They set policy based on what? Phony peer-reviewed literature. The Department of Health and Human Services. The secretary for that organization right now is Alex Azar or Azar. And guess what? He's the head of Health and Human Services. And he's in the hospital for diverticulitis. I don't know if that could be considered ironic, but I would say, you know what? Get your own health house in order before you try dictating to 230, 320 million people how to live their lives, how to be healthy, what's important, what we will approve of. Because guess what? DHHS is up above FDA. That's right. They're the ultimate alphabet soup agency, HHS. And so if you think the head of the HHS is in the hospital for diverticulitis, what does that say? How many of the Fear and Death Administration officials are on drugs that they approve? Tell me that, and I'll disqualify them as candidates to dictate and direct us in our health care choices, our limited health care choices in America, if you are a citizen subject to their jurisdiction. This is serious stuff. This stuff, this is where I get ticked off and I want to say things the FCC, ironically, another alphabet soup agency, doesn't want me to say. But he's got diverticulitis. Now, this isn't me going, he's got diverticulitis. I'm not happy the guy's got diverticulitis. I'm not taking solace and pleasure in his suffering. But the fact that the head of HHS is suffering with diverticulitis, guess what, folks? When you go to the doctor and you ask him or her, if they've diagnosed you with diverticulitis, well, doc, okay, at least I know what it is. What causes it? The only thing they can tell you, ultimately, is, well, here are the symptoms. This is what we call it. What caused it? Well, it's inflammation. I know that. Doc, I can feel it. But what caused the inflammation? Well, if you really drill down, he can go in and talk about the specific cells, cytokine storm. You're like, well, I get that. But what caused that to happen? Well, it's idiopathic. What? What? Idiopathic? What does that mean? And Super Don, you know what that idiopathic means. Your doctor is an idiot. He or she does not know what is causing it. Huh? Now, it's not that they're an idiot per se in life necessarily, but they're trained to be basically the lapdogs, if you will, of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. It doesn't matter what causes it. In fact, it's better if you don't know, because if you did know, you wouldn't take this antibiotic time after time after time until you can't, and then you wouldn't take the prednisone until we practically kill you and destroy your liver and thin the membranes of your gastrointestinal lining so much so that we have to resection your colon and put an external bag on you. Again, the head of HHS. Mr. Azar, Alex. He doesn't know what causes it. He's in the hospital. But he's the head of the agency that oversees the FDA and just about every other agency in the federal bureaucratic oligarchy. Do you understand? This doesn't work for me. And if it works for you, maybe you have diverticulitis too, and you're in the room next to Azar, if you have the insurance he has because he's in the government. Again, the most dangerous thing you can have in America,
I'm guessing he's probably getting the best medical care, the
that money
allopathic medical care possible. That he's like the head guy. So.
Let him be the poster child for colostomy bags if this keeps going.
Hey, diverticulitis. You know, I heard fanny packs are coming back. They're kind of in style.
Really?
Yeah. The
permanent ones? Not stylish.
No.
All right. Diverticulitis, I read from the article, is an inflammation or infection of small pouches that bulge outward through the colon. Such pouches, called diverticula, are common among adults. Older adults, they say. They often don't produce any symptoms unless they become inflamed or infected. Okay, so they might say, well, it's caused by an infection. Well, doc, how did I get the infection? Well, you tripped and fell on a rusty nail. It's absurd. The microbiome is not absurd, but the destruction to it done by modern medicine is. Now, they'll also say what else? You know what you could do? You could eat better. What do they say causes the diverticulitis? Let's go to the next article, shall we? And this goes to, John McCain in the news again. How is this guy still alive? He's the walking wounded. I don't know how this guy's alive even. His office just released on Monday of this week that he was admitted to the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona, and underwent surgery for, guess what, folks? Guess what, boys and girls? Your American hero, John McCain, is in the hospital for surgery for what?
Drumroll?
Yeah, I don't have it. You drumroll it.
I don't have it either.
Diverticulitis. Yep.
Hey!
That's right. Senator McCain as well. And it goes into all the things that it is or it isn't, what they do know and what they don't know. We're not going to elaborate on the circumstances that led the physicians to recommend surgery. Well, why do you need to elaborate on that? It's pretty clear. He's been under medical care for much of his adult life. And so it's modern medicine that led him to this circumstance that now they have to surgically alter his intestines. Is he going to be the new poster child for colostomy bags? I don't know.
Now, something that could be related to this is, you know, he's had some health issues as of late and was in the hospital with getting cancer treatment.
Cancer treatment.
And
that alone can destroy the gut. That's very true. Now, they talk about the colon being smooth-walled, but the diverticulitis means it's not anymore. These pouches are inflamed. We've mentioned them before. They say fecal material, bacteria can become stuck in there, and it triggers the inflammatory response. What else could cause it? Well, they say it's not a single cause, but they do say diet plays a role. They talk about the low-fiber, high-fat, and red meat diets are often a culprit. But let me ask you this. Where's the peer-reviewed literature showing that high fat has ever caused diverticulitis? High fat. I get the so-called red meat diet, excess protein from factory-farmed animals, eating antibiotics for lunch just to fatten them up, pesticide-laden grains, GMO grains that they're eating. Yeah, I can go with that. It's pro-inflammatory. But high fat? Unless you delineate and distinguish and say trans fats, hydrogenated oils, maybe we're going somewhere. But no, they always blame fat. Low fiber? Yes, that's true. A problem. Not enough raw vegetation in your diet. Sure, that's going to be problematic. So diet does play a role. I don't diminish that. But what they call the diet, how they define the diet, they're so far behind. And then they come back and they fall on the old standard. Smoking, obesity, physical inactivity. No argument there. But what causes obesity? Forks and spoons, right? What are you choosing to put in your gut, in your gullet? So if we look at the road to colostomy bags, as it's titled in the book Ty Bollinger and I put together a few years back, still as valid as the day it was released, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. You have to realize that the gut is not, let's say, some alien entity to your body. It's very much a part of your body. Even though that tube, the alimentary canal from your mouth out through the planet Uranus, right? Bye-bye out there, NASA, right? They got your planet covered. That is technically the outside world transiting through your body, and the barrier keeps out that which is supposed to remain out and allows in that which is supposed to get in, except when you are on antibiotics, prednisone. When you've been devastated by a lifetime of ingestion of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, heavy metals, etc. No discussion of any of those things in any of these diverticulitis articles. Anything about Alex Azar, anything about John McCain, or any of the other of thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people dealing with gut damage. Go out and get Unlock the Power of the Heal. If Super Don can find the free the chapter that we've made free available to you, he'll send it to me and we'll make that available again for those of you who need to know. Part 3 on the gut. I've been saying this year is the year of neurological degradation diseases. Neil Diamond, Parkinson's, who else, right? Here's an article from a year ago. It's just as valid today. We just got more new evidence that Parkinson's starts in the gut, not the brain. So the fact that I'm talking about brain and neurological symptoms and syndromes and diseases this year in my lecture tour around the country, it doesn't change much of the emphasis. It nuances some of it, but it doesn't change the emphasis that we have got to start in the gut. That includes the liver. Friday show, I plan to have Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, The Nature of Healing. She's got a great article about cleansing the liver. We've got to do that not just in spring, although that's your time to do it a little maybe more aggressively, but all of the time. They removed sections of the vagus nerve, and they reanalyzed, let's say, stats, epidemiological data of all those, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people, apparently. And they found for those that had it fully removed, where there was no longer a gut-brain connection, there was 40% reduction in manifestation of Parkinson's 5 years after this so-called truncal complete vagotomy, removing the vagus nerve. So they say that we've cut the communication cord between the gut and the brain, and now 40% fewer of those people are coming down with Parkinson's. Now, okay, fine to observe this in retrospect, but to now argue, if they're going to, that, oh my gosh, in order to prevent 40% of all Parkinson's, we're just going to have to go in and surgically cut the nerve between the gut and the brain. That's the stupidest thing anybody could ever propose. I don't know that they're proposing it, but you know I wouldn't put it past them. But what it says is if you do not get your gut in order, all of the other brain supplements that you're working on will only go so far. We promote selenium and chromium and silica, especially, and CBD. But if your gut is destroyed by modern medicine, by gastroenterologists, by colorectal surgeons, by endoscopies, colonoscopies, we'll talk about the dangers therein. But if that's the case, all the good things you do could be for naught. So heal that gut, folks. Go read the chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal. It'll change your future this very day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In the show notes, we got upcoming events. Just scroll on down, you'll find them. Right below, I believe, the link to our friends at Organic Greens, Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com. You can link through and get all the wonderful things Ty Bollinger and crew bring to us. And this Saturday, we're going to be at the Live Expo in Atlanta, April 21-22. You're listening live. It's this weekend. Also, a new event. It's official, Allergies and Immunity with RSV at the Health Basket, April 28th, and that's Saturday, 2 p.m. in Mount Dora. Then we've got the location we're still securing in Manhattan, RSB and Dr. Daryl Joffrey Immunity Lecture Combo. Man, it's going to be great. May 5th, that is Cinco de Mayo in Manhattan, New York City, estimated around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll get back to you on that. Total Health Canada coming up May 11th through the 13th, DACA Detox, Tony Jimenez, Del Bigtree, Paul Bertero, and others. We'll all be together again. We've got the best answer for cancer in Orlando, treating cancer with cannabis in Michigan, Detroit, that's June 3rd. The U.S. Health Freedom Congress, yeah! Roseanne Lindsay, president of that group, awesome stuff. And that's going to be happening June 10, 11, 12, and we want you to bring your health freedom-loving teenagers. And then let's go in August, the 5th through the 11th, to back to Curacao. Code to get you a discount. Go ahead and sign up now, and there's no hurricanes down there. All right, folks. What, you know, this is like the pick on, I guess, the pick on doctors hour. Not like usual, right? It's like I kind of feel bad about it, but yeah. I don't, because we need to point this stuff out, don't we?
Yeah.
We do. We really do. And this is a safety alert. And there's a theme that inadvertently I was trying to play yesterday. I couldn't find a way to do it, but I found the perfect story for it now. Doctors, it's not just cleaning your hands that's needed. You can't repair dumb. Now, back in the time of Ignaz Semmelweis, he had the audacity, this doctor, to point out that between the time that you cut on cadavers and you delivered babies, please, doctors, wash your hands because you're causing, you know, sepsis and death among the child, the baby, and the mother. And they said, oh, you're crazy. That's outrageous. That's witchcraft you're speaking, Dr. Semmelweis. And they made him go insane, died penniless. This is the story. Semmelweis. So, don't clean your hands, right? Good luck. Now they all know. Yeah, we got to clean our hands before we cut on people. How about before you stick stuff way down their throat or up their bum? And I'm not talking coffee enemas here. I'm talking endoscopies, colonoscopies. The FDA actually had to put out a warning letter out for everybody to view. The audience, gastroenterologists, health professionals, infectious disease doctors, nurses, risk management people, surgeons. The FDA is alerting healthcare providers and facilities about the risk of cross-contamination with certain connectors that are used in gastrointestinal endoscopy. They're basically saying, if you don't clean these things well, just like hundreds of years ago, how long was Ignace Semmelweis? I don't remember the date, but a long time ago, when doctors were killing patients just because they refused to wash their hands. They're having the same problem all these years later in the 21st century. They seemingly are incapable, unable, I don't know, not to the efficiency that they need to be, to clean these scopes between usage. Over a 24-hour process, if it's not cleaned in between each patient, they're finding very dangerous infections being transmitted. Super Don, am I being too hard on doctors with this one? The FDA had to do this.
Well,
they just had to.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, look, I had to do some Googling, not with an endoscope, but on the internet.
Yes.
And yeah, so I mean, basically, an endoscope is just an instrument that has a camera on the end, mm-hmm. and they kind of just put it in your body to explore different cavities of the body and looking for things, right? Like colonoscopy, I guess.
Remember that song by the Vapors, Turning Japanese? I want a doctor to take your picture so I can look at you from inside as well, right?
That's right.
And
very good.
Endoscopies.
Wow. Now, that was a blast from the past.
You do remember that, yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
So what they're doing here, of course, is piercing the veil, taking things and putting them in there. They don't belong there, but okay. If you're going to do it, please be sure they're clean. And if you're going to take it out and use it on the next patient, doctor, please clean it adequately. Purify it. The FDA says so, so it must be needed. This time the FDA actually got something right. Folks, be careful of what doctors stick in you. I'm telling you. Listen, colon hydrotherapists are better at hygiene than the doctors, apparently. You don't hear the FDA warning. Oh, I haven't seen the FDA warning against colonoscopy. Well, yeah, colonoscopy, but yeah, not... All right, I got to let that go. Ty Bollinger's back after the break with going outside the box because the power to heal is still y'all.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.